The purpose of our discussion, of course, is to potentiate the evolution of consciousness, and the only purpose of the books or the lectures that I've given is to support the progression of that consciousness within the individual who is elected to pursue a higher level of consciousness. So people think they're in the ordinary world of causality. They think that what they are is the product of their past. No, the reality is that it's the potentiality of what you have chosen to become that is pulling you into the present. So anybody listening to a program like this, it's not because of what you've been in the past that's pushing you up to this point. On the contrary, it's because you elected to be that which is beyond this point that is pulling you through this point. It's because you have chosen already by spiritual intention. So people say, what's karma, Bob? Well, karma is just the automatic energy consequent of spiritual intention and spiritual decision. Well, every decision you make then affects your calibrated level of consciousness, which is a shorthand way of saying your karma. It starts first as curiosity, perhaps, or hearsay. Next thing you know, they find themselves automatically drawn into spiritual growth and spiritual concepts and the desire to understand them and to benefit from them. And they begin to realize that as they grow, they're benefiting the world. That which you're doing is affecting everyone. The whole world benefits from them. And we can prove that also with quantum mechanics, you know, the Heisenberg principle. The collapse of the wave function then begins to affect the whole field of consciousness. So every individual who commits himself to spiritual work is benefiting all of mankind. This is an automatic consequence of his choices and decisions, because he's collapsing the potential into the actual, which is affecting the collective consciousness of all of mankind. We found it quite interesting when we were calibrating levels of consciousness. We asked, what is the level of consciousness of mankind? Well, that led to a rather major discovery also, that the consciousness of mankind throughout the ages has been constantly, slowly, very slowly progressing. At the time of the birth of Buddha, the consciousness level of mankind was 90. At the time of the birth of Jesus Christ, the consciousness level of mankind was 100. Then down through the ages, it slowly evolved, and through the 1200s, 1400s, 1700s, it stayed at 190. It stayed at 190 century after century, didn't move. Then suddenly in the late 1980s, at about the time of the harmonic convergence, not caused by it, but at the time of it, at the time of the collapse of monolithic communism, many other things, approximately the same time in the late 1980s, the consciousness level of mankind jumped from 190 to 207. Because 200 is the level of truth, 200 is the level of integrity, it is probably the most significant event, as I say, in the history of humankind. Unnoticed, the shift of consciousness went from 190 to 207. That completely changes the field in which all of mankind now lives. So how does it change it? Well, at 190, the destruction of mankind was inevitable. So the destruction of mankind was quite likely. You know, the great mega bomb in case Russia lost the war was going to destroy all of mankind was a considerable likelihood. At 207 now, there's a whole new paradigm of reality. In the world in which I grew up in the 1930s, etc., on through that century, the goal of life was success. You were supposed to make money, be successful, go to college, get a name for yourself, etc. So the great goal of society was success. Now, at 207, we see a whole shift of paradigm. Now, people are not interested in your success. I mean, you can buy some stock and be a millionaire tomorrow, and so what? No, now what we're looking at is integrity. So all the great corporations whose heads have rolled have been so because of lack of integrity. We see Martha Stewart being run through the grinder there in public, and it's integrity. We see politicians being called to task for integrity. No, success and monetary value and having a big car and all the stuff that used to make people happy in the 50s no longer suffices. Now people are looking, what is the integrity of this company? What is the integrity of this politician? We're looking at how truthful are they? How can they back up their statements? So integrity is the new signal of social value. We want to invest in people and politicians and teachers who have proven integrity. Well, how can you prove it? Well, one way you can prove it is, frankly, is simply by calibrating the level of it. That which is integrous, then, has... why is it of value? Because integrity has power. Lack of integrity can have force, monetary force for a moment, but it collapses. And so you can't base your life on success. And therefore, the new paradigm of value is integrity. And it's by integrity now that everyone is going to be measured. You know, how integrous a teacher are you? How integrous is a spiritual teacher? How integrous is a university? And when you calibrate all these things, you see where integrity is sold out. We've calibrated many, many things. So you can see where any compromise in integrity has it shows up on the dotted line. So because you can now measure it and calibrate truth from falsehood, I think we will have a new yardstick by which man will grow faster than before. We saw for centuries, it stayed at 190, no movement. From a historical viewpoint, when people would say great events happened. Well, great events from a perceptual viewpoint, but not from a spiritual viewpoint. So man is now in a new dimension, and 207 is critical because it only takes one feather to tip the balance from negative to positive. So every spiritual decision we make then tips the scale to the positive side, and that totally changes the destiny of our life. If you're out at sea, you know, a change of 1 degree in the compass may not seem like much, but after a couple days of sailing, you'll end up on a different continent. So 1 degree makes quite a bit of difference. So freedom of choice then, spiritual choice, is what we're confronted with instant by instant. So instant by instant, we're constantly saying yes or no to choices, and those choices then determine our spiritual level and our calibrated level of consciousness and our karmic destiny.